You know, our emphasis all week was to start fast. And that was a positive thing that I can take away from tonight is came out the first drive and drove down and scored pretty quickly and then came out in the second half and had a touchdown drive to start off. Now, I don't think we played all that well the remainder of the game. That's just how a season goes sometimes. You know, there's a fifth game of the year and you would like to play perfect every week, but sometimes you face a little adversity. But I can't say enough about the guys, the way we came out in the second half and put enough drives together to win a ball game. You know, I've said for a long time there's no really such thing as an ugly win. Anytime you get a win, it's a big-time deal. And so we still have a zero after that dash mark in the win column there, win and lose column, and we couldn't be happier about it.
Trevor, what was it about the offense the day after the opening drive that you guys struggled? Was it something South Carolina did, or was it just kind of one of those days?
You know, you have to give credit to South Carolina. They came to play today, and they made the plays that they needed to make us sputter. You know, my analysis of it is you know, we stopped ourselves a lot. We got rolling, and then we wouldn't convert on a third down, or we'd have a penalty here, or just little things throughout the game that took us off schedule, and those are things we got to correct. Obviously, Tennessee's coming to town next weekend. That's going to be a big matchup for us, and we got to play really well. But we'll learn from this film. You know, again, we got a big time win, but we can learn a lot of things from tonight's game.
Trevor, how early in the week did you know that Speedy and Ricky Seals-Jones wouldn't be making the trip this week?
We knew really early on. Those guys needed a week to heal up, and they'll be good to go. Those guys that stepped in their spot played amazing tonight. Frank did an incredible job with all the blocking stuff that we normally ask Ricky to do. You saw Jeremy Tabuyo make a bunch of great plays down the field today, and so we've got a group of guys that'll step up when their number's called, and that's what big time teams and good teams do. I mean, anytime you lose a guy, you kind of got to change a few things here and there. But James White came in and ran the ball extremely hard. And obviously, Travion did his thing and ran the ball really well. And so, again, we made enough plays to win tonight.
At what time did y'all feel like y'all needed to try to put more emphasis on running the football?
In ways, yes. We threw the ball a lot in the first half and made some plays here and didn't make some plays there. And we wanted to establish a run game in the half. That was an emphasis for us. And you know, that first drive kind of set that tone. And I think we ran the ball really well the whole second half.
What's it say about your team to be undefeated in the SEC and to do that on the road?
Yeah, anytime you go on the road and play in an SEC environment, it's big time to come out with a win. Again, we didn't have a lot of our key guys here, and we didn't play as well as we wanted to, but we still got the win, and I can't emphasize that enough, how big time that is.
I feel like with the way the defense is playing right now, Trevor, that if you can get to 20 in most games, you probably have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, it feels really good to have a defense that'll step up for you. They forced turnovers tonight. When we kind of sputtered for a little while, they held firm and did what they needed to do, and, you know, it couldn't be more proud of those guys. And I wouldn't say it's a security blanket because we focus on our side of the ball. We want to score every time we touch the ball, but it's nice to have a defense that plays really hard for you.
Anything else for Trevor?